Last time we began discussing some of the details of the Beis HaKodesh. The Bach has that if a woman sees on Aleph Nisan, and then sees on Lamed Nisan, and then sees on Aleph Sivan, so she sees the first day of Nisan, then since Nisan is a Chodesh Mali, she sees the 30th day of Nisan, which would have been Aleph Iyar, if not for the fact that Nisan was Mali, and then she sees again an Aleph Sivan. So had the 3 months all been Chaser, then she would have seen an Aleph, 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 which would definitely be a Beis HaKodesh Kavua. But because one of the months is Mali, she saw an Aleph Lamed and then Aleph. What's the status of that? Does that create a Beis Kavua as well of some sort? So the Bach seems to hold that in such a situation, a woman has a Beis for Rosh Chodesh, which means that she would have to keep every day of Rosh Chodesh or any day of Rosh Chodesh as a Beis Kavua until you're Oker that 3 times. So that would mean that in a Chodesh Chaser, her Beis HaKodesh is 1 day, and a Chodesh Mali, her Beis HaKodesh would be 2 days, that she'd have to keep both Lamed of the previous month and Aleph of the next month as Yimei HaBeis. So you have a kind of hyphenated Beis HaKodesh that lasts over 2 days, which is a fascinating suggestion. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes page 108 that Rav Yashiv held, in that case, you'd only be Chosheshes just for the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So if a woman sees an Aleph Nisan and Lamed Nisan and Aleph Sivan, so the Bach saw that as a vest for Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yashiv says, no, that's a vest for the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So if Rosh Chodesh is only 1 day, so then the Yom HaVest is Aleph. If Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, as in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so the Beis HaKodesh is on Lamed Nisan, which is the first day of a hyphenated Rosh Chodesh. So you never have a situation where the fascinating suggests you have a situation of a hyphenated 2-day Beis HaKodesh for the Bach. But it seems like most poskim don't assume that way. And Rabbi Forrest points out on page 301, it's difficult to be machmir in that kind of a case, to be choshesh for Lamed in addition to Yom Aleph, which is something you don't find in poskim, other than that suggestion in the Bach. And the Badei Shulchan raises a similar question. This is in Be'urim, Diber Maskel Be'echad B'Nisan here on Sif. And Sif Vav. Let's say a woman sees you have alternating Chaser and Mali months. So let's say she sees in every Lamed, but those Lameds are in intervals of 60 days or 59 days. Right? So a woman sees a Lamed Nisan, then there's no Lamed Iyar, then she sees a Lamed Sivan, and there's no Lamed Tammuz, and then she sees a Lamed Av. So does that create a Beis Kavua for Lamed, which is another fascinating possibility, that you could have a Beis Kavua for a certain day, but that day only happens every other month. Like the person whose birthday is Lamed Kislev, which doesn't happen every year. So sometimes Kislev is Chaser, so he only has a birthday, and some years. So can you have a Beis Kavua for Lamed, even though Lamed doesn't happen every month? So there is such a possibility in Poskim. Rabbi Forrest, he raised that as a question, Rabbi Forrest on page 300, puts another suggestion in Poskim. Maybe in that case, you would view that as a Beis Kavua for the last day of the month. So if it's a Chodesh Chaser, then the Yom HaVest would be Kaftes. So that would only work if she saw, let's say she alternated between, based on the Chaser Mali month, she alternated between seeing on Kaftes and Lamed, so does that create a Beis Kavua for the last day of the month? Or maybe you'd say you could create a Beis Kavua for Rosh Chodesh, whatever day Rosh Chodesh is, along the lines of the Bach. So, lamaisa, these things almost never happen. Rabbi Forth thinks that you should be machmir in that case to be choshesh both for kaf tes and for lamed, because he's not really sure how to be machriya in that shaila. But again, these things, it would be surprising if you ever encountered such a shaila, but it could happen. Now, the other, we kind of glossed over this yesterday, but the parallel that the Mechaber quotes here to a ves hachodesh is a ves shavua. And a woman sees on regular intervals on Sunday, so she sees every third Sunday. So the poskim discuss here, the Shach briefly, the Siddur Tara Mor Barichus, discuss what does a ves shavua do over regular ves haflaga. And let's say a woman sees every third Sunday. So every third Sunday is essentially a 22-day interval, 22-day aflaga. So she sees on Aleph Nisan, which is a Sunday, and then she sees on Kaf Beis Nisan, which is a Sunday. So that's a 22-day aflaga. And then she sees three Sundays later, that's another 22-day aflaga. And then she sees three Sundays later, that's another 22-day aflaga. So what does the Ves HaChodesh add, what does the Ves HaShavua add that I don't know from a regular Ves Haflaga? The Shach briefly writes over here in Siv Katan Yudalid. Perish Dimariya Harishona Adashniya Shava Lumishniya Lishlishif Kigon Shirasa Be'echa B'Shabbos. It's not dependent on the calendrical date, it's every Sunday, every third Sunday. I meant to read Tesvav. Kavu Leves Beriyaseha, Velo Dami Leves Haflaga, Dele'el Sif Beis, Chesvicha Dalar Rios. So the difference is that if I have a Ves Shavua, then a Ves Shavua is like a Ves HaChodesh, I only need three Re'ios in order to establish it as a Ves Kavua. If I have Haflaga, as we explained, you need four Re'ios. In order to have the Kvias for a interval for Haflaga, you have to have four Re'ios, so that you have Haflaga between month 1 and 2, between month 2 and 3, between month 3 and 4, so you have four Re'ios to create three Haflagas. In order to have a vest shavua kavua, all I need is three riyos. So I can be kavei of this vest a month earlier than I would be kavei of vest haflaga. So that's one obvious nafkamina between a vest shavua and a vest haflaga. A vest shavua is nitba with only three riyos, as opposed to a vest haflaga, which is nitba with four riyos. Good? Sidri Tara in Sukkata and Yudalid, Sukkata and Dalid, Siddur Tara Sukkot and Dalid, in the first paragraph, has a few other nafkaminas between a regular haflaga and a ves ha-shavua. For example, let's say you have a intervening re'iyah between the two re'iyahs of Nov. So a woman sees on the first Sunday of the month, and then she sees three Sundays later. So, if I only have a standard haflaga, a ves haflaga, so she sees on every third Sunday, if she then has a re'iyah sometime between those Sundays, then that's oker and ves. So if that's a ves she'ena kavua, the other re'iyah is going to be oker that haflaga. Again, you see, the marker disappeared. Okay, so picture a calendar. A woman sees on the first day of the month and then the 22nd day of the month. Okay, she sees on Sunday and then three Sundays later and three Sundays later. So once I establish a vest haflaga, let's say it's a vest she'ena kavua, she saw from Sunday to three Sundays, and from three Sundays to six Sundays, that wasn't yet kaveh the best. So now, she sees on a Tuesday. So the first time she sees on a Tuesday, before the next Sunday she expects to see, that's going to be oker the previous haflaga. But if I have the vest Shavua, so I see Dam on one Sunday and then three Sundays later, then even if I see Dam some other time, that's not oker the Re'iyah on Sundays. That's not Mevatel, that vest Shavua. Right, that's analogous to a Vesta Chodesh. If I have a Vesta Chodesh, we'll see shortly. You have a Vesta Chodesh, so you have Beis Nisan and Beis Iyar. So even if you have a Re'iyah between Beis Nisan and Beis Iyar, you see Beis Nisan and Beis Iyar, and then you have a Vesta Chodesh and Beis Sivan. So even if I have a Re'iyah between Iyar and Sivan, between Beis Iyar and Beis Sivan, I still have to be Chodesh or Beis Sivan. So in that sense, a Vesta Shavu is more like a Vesta HaChodesh, as opposed to a Haflaga. And he has some other Nafkaminas as well. Okay, then there's another Halacha that Poskim refer to as Kviyas Vest Mimayan Pasuach. Kviyas Vest Mimayan Pasuach, being Kovei a Vest while her flow is ongoing. What does that mean? So in general, we have explained, when it comes to a Vest HaChodesh, and according to most posts, when it comes to a Haflaga, we calculate the Yom HaVest, or the Day of Relevance, as the first day of Arias. Even if a woman sees for a few days, consensus, it's Beferish and Rishon by Vesta Chodesh. The consensus of Poskim is the same by Vesta Flaga. We calculate the Vest based on the Yom HaRe'iyah, not based on the subsequent days of the flow. So even if she sees Beis Gimel Dalid, but the Yom HaVest is established based on her initial Re'iyah on day Beis. Fine. Yet, the Gemara is the following Memra on Daf Lamentes on Beis, very end of the fourth paragraph, the Lamentes on Beis, Amr Yochanan. So a woman sees, jumping in the middle here, but a woman sees on Rosh Chodesh, and then she sees on the next Rosh Chodesh. So she sees on Aleph Nisan, and then she sees on Aleph Iyar, Ve'esen V'chamisha B'yarcha, and then she sees on Kaf Hei Iyar. So she saw Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, and Kaf Hei Iyar, V'Resh Yarcha. And then she sees on Aleph Sivan. D'arminan dami yiseri hu ditos viba. We say that the dam that she sees on Aleph Sivan is a continuation of the dam that she saw on Kaf Hei Iyar. And that would establish a Vest HaChodesh Kavua. Okay, this is how some Rishonim understand this Meimur of Rabbi Yochanan. That a woman sees an Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, and Kaf Hei Iyar. The Re'iyah and Kaf Hei Iyar continues for a few days into Aleph Sivan. So if you take a look, for example, at the Ramban, the Halachos, Perek Hei Oz Tesvav, Perek Hei Oz Tes Vav. Din HaTalmud, page Dalet in this edition. Din HaTalmud, Perek Hei Oz Tes Vav. Before the Rosh Hashanah. Other direction. Okay. Din HaTalmud. She'ena isha kovas vest b'mei nidasa v'lo b'mei aziva. So a woman can't be kovei a vest in the middle of b'mei nidasa v'mei aziva. Okay, so. Rasa v'echa b'nisa. So she sees Aleph Nisan, the Chos of Rasa B'Zayin Tov. And then she sees on Zayin Nisan. The Asa Sakein Gimel Chadashim. So she sees at intervals Aleph Zayin, Aleph Zayin, Aleph Zayin. Lo Kavibes, Zayin B'Chodesh. Afilu Rasa B'Echa B'Chodesh. Lubi Yechesbo, she Sofi Beisi Vasa. The Chos of Rasa B'Echa B'Chodesh, Lubi Yechesbo, Kam upon him. Lo Kavibes, El Rosh Chodesh. Shekol Zayin Meidi, the Acharei Harishonim, Harishonim Ofen, the Acharei Harishonim, Damim Salakim Mena, the Ein Ru'iyam of Bo'ves. So within 7 plus 11 days after the first Re'iya, a subsequent Re'iya can create a parallel Kvias. So if a woman sees an Aleph, and then sees again within Yuches Yom, and then sees on the next Aleph, and then sees again within Yuches, so the second Re'iya per month doesn't constitute a Kvias. Afilu rasa be'efa b'nisan b'zayin bo, v'rasa b'zayin b'ir, v'chei v'sivim lo kavavest. Rasa shnei rashe chadashim, hu b'shlishi rasa b'kafei b'chodesh. Let's say she saw an aleph, nisan aleph, aleph b'ir, and then kafei b'ir. Hu b'rosh ha'chodesh. And then she sees an aleph siva. In that case, kavala v'est v'rosh ha'chodesh raglayim v'dover. That does create a Ves Kavua. Sharei Rishonim, Nimayin Sosim Rasa Osa. The first two Re'iyos on the first two Rosh Chodeshes, she didn't have a flow leading up to it. That's Nimayin Sosim. The Achshav Gamkin Rasa Bizman of Rosh Chodesh. And the Dermal she also sees on the same day Rosh Chodesh. The Damim Yisayrim, Shenitos Luba Gorbu Lalak. And we assume that the extra blood that she had a surplus of blood. And that surplus of blood started coming out a few days early. The choshesh is the yom akdima, Hashem avest achar he kovatz. So you have to be choshesh for kafei, but we assume that the real yom habes is aleph. So if she sees on two alephs, and then the third time she starts seeing a few days before aleph, and the flow continues into aleph, then that creates a vest kavua for aleph. That's what's referred to as Kviyas Ves Mimayim Pasuach, that the first 2 months she sees Mimayim Sasim, the first 2 months on Aleph, there was nothing flowing before. The third month, when she sees on Aleph, that's Mimayim Pasuach, it was already flowing a few days before. And then we assume that the fact that the first 2 months she saw an Aleph indicates a tendency to see an Aleph, and then we can be told that the earlier Re'iya on but assume that the Iker Yom Haves is on Rosh Chodesh. How do we assume Lahalacha? So the Torah quotes this in the section of the Torah that's equivalent to Sif Lamed Aleph. The Torah quotes it, but it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach is supposed to make reference to this in the Nekudas HaKasef on the Tosaf Katan Lamed Aleph, I think. I don't see it at the moment. Rabbi Karp goes Mitzayin that Shachnim the Kudas HaKasif in his footnote. I don't see it at the moment. If you find a line, let me know. It's in the Kudas HaKasif in the Tosaf Katan Lamed Aleph. The contemporary poskim, in their presentations, the Kitzur Svarim seem to be Choshesh for this kind of a Kviyas Vest. Rabbi Willig is not Choshesh for this position. It's not quite Shulchan Aruch. And we tend to try to be make a less some of these more complicated vest situations. Okay. Now let's skip to the Se'if Yud Gimel. And the question is to whether a haflaga aruka could be nekar ayidei haflaga kitsara. Can a shorter haflaga uproot a longer haflaga? So take a look at the Ramban again, if you still have it open, or if not, turn back. Perakei halacha kaf aleph. Perek Hay, Halacha Kaf Aleph. Nirman writes as follows. I think the Ravid has a parallel lashon. This is the basis of the data we're going to discuss in Shulchan Aruch now. Le'olam Kosheshes Hay Kaf Aleph. Le'olam Kosheshes Le'deis Kosheshes Halalu. Le'ves Tachodesh Shalaf Laga. So if a woman doesn't have a ves kavua, she has to continually calculate her last haflaga as a Ves Shein HaKavua, and her last Ves HaChodesh as a Ves Shein HaKavua. Ad Yikba La Acha Mehem Gimel Pamim Kedino, unless, until she has a Kviyas. Once she has a Ves Kavua, be it a Ves Kavua of a Chodesh or Ves Kavua of a Haflaga, then she doesn't have to be Chodesh for the other Ves Shein HaKavua. Kesa. Rasa Ve'echa V'nisan Uba Kafka. This is where a marker for the blackboard would be helpful. Manage. So if she sees Dam on Aleph Nisan, and then she sees Dam Kaf Nisan, Choshesh La Aleph Be'er Mimnei Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So since she had a Riyan Aleph Nisan, even though she had another Riyan Kaf Nisan, which had created a 21-day Aflaga, she still has to be Choshesh for Aleph Nisan, Choshesh for Aleph Iyar because of the Ves HaChodesh dating back to Aleph Nisan, right? So she sees an Aleph Nisan, Kaf Nisan. She has to be Choshesh for Aleph Iyar as the Ves HaChodesh. The Imlo Rasa, let's say she didn't see Dam on Aleph Iyar, Choshesh as the Tisha Bo, the Shira Flaga Shel Kaf. Then she has to be Choshesh for the ninth day of Iyar, Tes Iyar, which is the 21-day Aflaga since Kaf Nisan. So she has to be Choshesh or Chosheshes both for a Ves Aflaga She'ena Kavua and a Ves HaChodesh She'ena Kavua concurrently. Rasa B'Tesvo. So let's say she then sees Dam on Tes Iyar. O Shelo Rasa Bo. Or she didn't see Dam on Tes Iyar. Chosheshes L'Kaf B'Iyar. So now she has to be Choshesh for Kaf Iyar because she saw Kaf Nisan, and that's the latest Ves HaChodesh. Shema b'mei HaChodesh tikva Ves shei rasa b'kaf b'nisan. V'kachi Choshesh es shneim ashe tikva Ves HaFlaga v'dalei rios Ves HaChodesh b'gimel o sheti tahar echa v'akiris v'amacha. So she has to continue to be Choshesh for a Ves HaChodesh shein kavua, a Ves HaFlaga shein kavua until she's kaveh something, or until there's an Akira of the last Ves She'eno Kavua. Okay, so again, the Ramban says she sees an Aleph and Kaf, and then she has to be Chosheshes for Aleph of the next month, and then she has to be Chosheshes for Tess of the next month. what happens if she did see an Aleph Iyar? Again, the Rabban wrote that she saw an Aleph Nisan and a Kaf Nisan. She has to be chasheshes for Aleph Iyar because of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If she didn't see an Aleph Iyar, then she has to be chasheshes for Tes Iyar, because that's the last Haflaga. And what if she did see an Aleph Iyar? What should the din be if she did see an Aleph Iyar? If she did see an Aleph Iyar, what would the din be? So in the Rabban, it sounds like if she saw an Aleph Iyar, she would not be chosheshes for Tes Iyar. So only if she didn't see an Aleph Iyar, she's chosheshes for Tes Iyar, because that's the 21-day Haflaga since Kaf Nisan. If she did see an Aleph Iyar, the Rabban, it sounds like you would not be chosheshes for Tes. So the Beis Yosef is bothered by this. Why should that be so? The Beis Yosef assumes, in asking this question, that a shorter vest cannot uproot a longer vest. If a shorter vest can uproot a longer vest, so then the reason you're not chosheshes for Tes Iyar is because if she saw in Kaf Nisan and an Aleph Iyar, she now just created an 11-day Haflaga. And that's over the 21-day Haflaga. Beis Yosef doesn't assume that. Beis Yosef is bothered. Why, if you see an Aleph, are you not still concerned about the previous 21-day Haflaga? Because he assumes that a shorter Haflaga can't be oker a longer Haflaga. So why, if you see an Aleph, are you not still concerned about Tess? Beis Yosef answers, it must be that if the first Riyah was on Rosh Chodesh, and then the second Riyah was also, then she has another Riyah on Rosh Chodesh, she showed on Rosh Chodesh, then she saw on Kaf, and then she saw on the next Rosh Chodesh. So she's already two-thirds of the way to a Vest Kavu on Rosh Chodesh. It must be, we assume, that the Rosh Chodesh Vest, the Vest HaChodesh, is more prominent, or more likely the impetus for her re'ios, so we can be dismissive of the Kaf Nisan re'iyah and the Haflaga that created. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. Look in the dark in Moshe. Look in the dark emotion, Kuf Peites. Dark emotion Os Aleph. So the dark emotion assumes that in a Chanami, that the din is even if she sees in a Rosh Chodesh year, so she sees an Aleph year, and then she sees Aleph Nisan, then she sees on Kaf Nisan, and then she sees on Aleph year. So in a Chanami, in that case, she should be Choshesheth for Tes year, because we are concerned about the 21-day Aflaga. And the reason the Ramban tells you the case where she didn't see an Aleph is to tell you a bigger Kiddush. That even if she sees an Aleph Nisan, and she sees on Kaf Nisan, and she sees on Tassir. So now I have two 21-day aflagos. So maybe in that case, I shouldn't be concerned about the Vesta Chodesh anymore. Kamash Shulman, no, you still have to be concerned about the Vesta Chodesh. But in a Chanami, the din is the same, whether or not she sees on Aleph E, or in that case, you would still have to be Choshesh for Tes E. So this machlokas Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe is reflected in the Mechab and the Rambam. Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch now, Seif Yud Gimel. Eina isha kavas best afilu rasa shlosha rasha chadashim ze'achar zeh elam kein yukulam ba'ona achas v'yom of the layla, as we saw last time. Yermosa shalosh pramim b'yom revis b'layla shalosh pramim b'layla revis b'yom chosheshet v'yom of the layla v'nechashash v'ester v'isho v'nechashash v'shino ishir achron v'yermosa pavim b'yom v'yom b'layla shol aseder oshetir v'yishona b'yom v'gimel achronis b'layla v'yishona b'layla gimel achronis b'yom. Fine. Says the Ramah, Ha'isha Sherasa Choshesheth Vesta Chodesh Ulaflaga Ashetikma Vesta Chodesh Ugemel Pambim Vesta Flaga Vidala Pambim Oshetikakar Achas Mehet Kesa Rasa Vecha Benisan Vekafbo Choshesheth Vecha Biyar Vendevish Chodesh Nisan Rasa Vecha Biyar Olo rasa lo. So the Ramah says, the Ramban had lo rasa. The Ramah has rasa olo rasa. The din doesn't make a difference whether or not she saw an Aleph Iyar, Choshashim Tes Iyar, Shul Yom Kaf, Miri'iyas Yom Kaf Sherasa. So whether or not she sees an Aleph Iyar, you still have to be concerned for Tes Iyar because of the 21-day Haflaga. Says the Taz, Sukkot in Yutas. He quotes the Ramban that we just quoted. He quotes the Ramah's emendation. He writes, V'chein Yerali after Lakon Shono. The middle-sized lines in this edition on page Kuzayin. V'chein Yerali, Iker V'yafi, Yigia Kan Ramah, Rasa La Rasa. So the Ramah made the correct emendation here based on his understanding of the Ramban, that the Ramban is lav dafka in a Chanami. There's no difference whether rasa or lo rasa. Assuming that a vest, a flaga kitsara, can't be oker a flaga ruka. So the fact that she sees an Aleph Iyar doesn't create a shorter haflaga that's going to be oker the 21-day haflaga. That's the Rambah's assumption, and that's what the Taz thinks is correct. L'alacha, the Shach, here in Sifkat Lamed Aleph, and in the Nekudas HaKesef, is Cholek. Shach writes, Aval be'emes nira ikar, dimrasa be'echa be'iyar, ein esri d'alacha shetesbo, shem svika b'riyasa min tzayim, ve'ein kana flagas esem yom, ela flagas yibayz yom, hishin sa flagas yibayz. No, once you have the new aflaga from Kaf to Aleph, now we have the 12-day aflaga, and I no longer have to be concerned about the previous 21-day aflaga. The shorter 12-day aflaga is oker, the earlier 21-day aflaga. the Alter Rebbe and the Beis Meir go a little bit further with this notion that a haflaga kitsara isn't oker a haflaga aruka. And they're of the opinion that you always have to be concerned about the longest haflaga that you had. So, for example, in this case, if a woman sees on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so she saw on Aleph Nisan, she saw on Kaf Nisan, she saw on Aleph Iyar. So the longest haflaga in her history was the 21-day haflaga from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Kaf Nisan. And then she had a shorter haflaga from Kaf Nisan to Aleph Iyar. The Beis Meir says, in that case, she has to be Choshesh for the longest haflaga in her history, the 21-day haflaga, and she has to start counting 21 days from Aleph Iyar, in addition to her other Cheshbonos. So she has to be concerned about Tes Iyar, according to the Ramah and the Taz, because that was a 20-day haflaga from Kaf, and she also has to start a new count of 20 days from Aleph. That's the position of the Beis Meir, known as the Beis Meir's vest. How do we assume about that? So, Tshuva Shevet Alevi Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Zayin. Tshuva Shevet Alevi Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Zayin. He says, as far as the Machlokas, the Shach and the Taz, over here, in the case of Ras of Echa B'Iyar, do you have to be Choshesh for Tes Iyar? He thinks not, like the Shach. But what about the Beis Meir? He says, it's Kedai to be Choshesh for the Beis Meir. Problem is, how far do you take it? Because a woman has to be concerned for the longest haflaga she ever had in her life. 7 years ago, she had a 40-day haflaga, so she always has to be concerned for 40-day haflaga for the rest of her life. He says that's difficult to understand, but he doesn't know where you draw the line. Piskei Das, page 74, Kosim of Yashiv, doesn't know where you draw the line, but presumably not more than 6 months. Now, if a woman didn't experience, you don't have to be concerned for the longest haflaga beyond the last 6 months. Rabbi Karp, Perek Zayin Ara 53, Perek Zayin Ara 53, Kosim of Yashiv, a year. More than a year, you don't have to be Choshesh. Rabbi Morgan's recorded from Yashiv 6 months, Rabbi Karp, Kosim of Yashiv, a year. And Piskei Das points out, once a woman becomes pregnant, as a baby, so then you don't have to be concerned, even if you're concerned for the Beis Meir in general, you don't have to be concerned for the longest haflaga in the past, before her pregnancy. Rav Ozner writes that you don't have to be machmir for the Beis Meir's haflaga during Shana Rishona. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv to be machmir even to Shana Rishona. And Rabbi Karp quotes, Hara 50, that in Galicia, the poskim are mako, not to be choshish for the space mayor. In past years, when I learned Hilchos Nida with Rabbi Willig the first time, Rabbi Willig thought that you should be choshish for the space mayor, and I think over the years, he's been become less concerned. Less concerned with the Beis Meir, but it seems that the later Sfarim, the Kitzur Sfarim recommend, at least the Lechafila, the Choshesh for the Beis Meir, to concern about the longest vest that you had, at least within a reasonable amount of time, which is subject to debate what that amount of time is. Okay. Let's move on now to Vest HaOnes and Vest HaGuf. starting with Sif Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph talks about a woman who is kafetzes, who literally jumps, and there's some correlation between the jumping, the physical activity, and the Re'iyas Hadam. Amr Rufuna, a few lines from the top of the Tudas, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Cups of Rasa, cups of Rasa, cups of Rasa. A woman jumps, he's done, jumps, he's done, jumps, he's done. Kavel a vest. That's Kavei a vest. If that's going to create a vest, how could that be? But she's only roa when she's kofetzes, not dependent on yamim. But she's going to create a vest lekvitzos. Vatanya, koshetik bana machmas ones, afilakama panam lokav a vest. You can't be kovei a vest lekvitzos. My love, lokav a vest kla, lo. Look how the vest the yamim lechidayu lefitzos lechidayu. Have a cover vest the yamim lefitzos liyamim lefitzos. Yom chidayu pshita. Arvashi going to cover the kavah shabbos v'chazai. Cover the kavah shabbos v'chazai. Shabbos kavah lo chazai. Kavah shabbos chazai v'lekavsa. Ma'adi teima ilay milsam afrei the yamim the garma lekavs pizza kamashulan pizza nami the esma garma. Fight lo chazai mishin the kasi lamatis bank pizza. And then the resolution achrina. Rashi assumes, we'll see Rashi in Tosos. Dibur maskel el kvisas ta Tosos. Here's Rashi el kvisas lechudayu. That in this lashon ha gemara, in the first lashon of the gemara, which the Rashi understands within Rashi is tula maskana, a woman can be kaveya of ves lechvisas below yamin. That if a woman has a correlation between jumping and seeing dam, that could create a ves kavua, independent of any pattern of yamin. Tosas doesn't like the kasha. Nimkei lishni b'samach lo kav ves liyamin lo kvisa sechudayu lama chos b'isaraso. The Tosas thinks no, the only Ves lekvitzos is af lekvitzos. The hainu liyamim im kvitzos. Kvitzos lechudayu pshita lashas delo kava. So according to Tosfos, you can have a hyphenated vest that's a combination of yamim and kvitzos. According to Rashi, you have a vest that's only kvitzos. Balmor, Ostip Tess, it's like Rashi. You can have a vest with kvitzos alone. The Ravid, the Ramban, the Chidushim, although not the Halachos, Tosos, the Rashba, will assume that a Ves Ta'onas, the Ves Ayekvitzos, is only where it's correlated with Yamin. Every path in Shulchan Aruch. Kol ves chenikba machmas ones. Sif yudayim. Kigon shakavsa v'rasa. Afila rasa v'kama pa'amim. Im lo kava osan liyamim. Ein a vest. Shemenea ones rasa. Kavsa v'rasa, kavsa v'rasa, kavala vest liyamim. Lo kvitzas. That's the Shitas Rambam that we didn't mention yet. The Rambam, the Magnificent explains, seems to understand the two Lashems of the Gemara are not arguing with each other, so the Rambam comes out that even if she's Kofetzes, you can have a Kvias Ves Liyamim below Kvitzas. Ketzad. Kavsa Vecha B'Shabbos Ras Adam, L'Acher Kav Yom Kavsa Vecha B'Shabbos Ras Adam, L'Acher Yitez Yom Kavsa Vecha B'Shabbos Lo Ras Adam, L'Acher Shabbos 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 Ras Adam, that if she alternates between Kvitzah and no Kvitzah, but it's a consistent pattern of yamim, then you could have a kvias of the yamim alone, even without kvitzos. according to the Mechaber, we're not chosesh for a vest to ones alone at all. It's only if there are yamim involved. But simply having kvitzos associated with re'iyah is not enough to create a kvias. But the Rama added, I didn't read the line of the Rama, mikamakam, chosesh is lo kamal vest she'ena kavua. The Rama says no, that at least a vest she'ena kavua is created ayde kvitzos alone. Then we have the din of a vest ayde achila. Now there's some association between the food that a woman eats and the onset of a re'iyah. But take a look at Sifkaf Gimel. Kol elu vestos tinegvam ayde mikra, ein efa kaveim chaveir ela kol shef piyaka shalish pa'amim, virasa kava vest, rama, achla shuv virasa, achla basil virasa, achla pilpul virasa. Let's say she ate shum, she ate garlic and she had a riyah, she ate onions had a riyah, she ate peppers had a riyah. Yish omr shakavel a vest liras ayde kol achilas ram kamim. So one opinion says, that creates a vest for re'iyah, for eating hot foods, or what's the common property of pepper, onion, and garlic? Davar chara foods, whatever the common denominator is.
Is a pepper davar chara?
Maybe hot peppers are, I don't know. Yeshomim shekol zeh shetirai de machal dina kama shetirai de kvitza v'shar maisa sheosa shemikri riyai de ones eina kavas vest elam yamim. Yeshomim know that this is no different than a regular vesta ones. Vesta ones, you need a combination of the ones together with the yamim. Yeshomim shedina kavas shetirai de mikra shebegufa a vesta gufa, you'll see in a moment, kavas asa fila below yamim shavim. Torah Shlomo Mem Gimel, Rai Lachu Shadibir Shnei Lahafmir, that you should be machmir for all of the shitas that the Rama quotes here about a vest ayde achila. Again, not things that happen so commonly. And finally, the din of vest aguf, Sif Yotes, Yesh kavas vest ayde mikim shi yar begufa. So a woman has certain physical signs that are always associated and exclusively associated with her re'iyah. Gan shem efehekes, hayin kadosh shefoshes rosa machmas koved, kadosh shemaseh piv machmas koved, kadosh shemosi kol derech hagaron, misateshes, derech mata, chosheshes, either burping or passing gas, or some kind of, or literally sneezing, some connection, some physical event that leads up to immediately precedes the re'iyah, that also could create a vest. This vest is more chamer than a vest ha'ones, in the sense that this exists independent of yamim l'kuliyama, and you have to be chosesh even without any kvias. In the case of kvitsa, even for the Ramah's vest shein kavu, you have to have it three times. Here, if you have the manifestation once, that's enough to be chasheshes, at least as a vest she'ena kavua. Again, these situations are not necessarily common. We'll stop here. That will be our treatment of Kuf Peites, for better or for worse. Again, most of the more complicated situations in Siman Kuf Peites are not hard for the mice, even though you have to know them. And the plan after Afiyativ, and Mirth Hashem is to do Harchakos relatively quickly, Seven Kuf Sadi Hey. If you want to get a head start over Yativ, you're welcome to. And my plan is to have three Shiurim the week after Yativ, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the following Monday.
Four Shiurim.
Four Shiurim on Harchakos, and then break for Chazar.
There's
Chazar tomorrow.
There's
Chazar tomorrow. Okay.